Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, just watching the feet of the woman. She's sitting down.
Yeah, she's sitting.
washing her feet in a bucket?
In a river.
Oh, a river. Mm-hmm. What does that mean right here?
Bathtub. What's it called? Musical food.
Oh.
Dark Side of the Moon. And I've had it for a while. Hold on 1 second. I'll find it for you.
Okay.
Give
me a smaller
print of this one. People ask about that. I haven't any of the joy.
I like the swing on the tree. We had houses around. We didn't have that much land.
Mm-hmm.
The houses were crowded. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you had a church. I see the best. I don't know if that's
it looked like a church school.
Yeah. We had a tree in the backyard, but it was a lot of houses.
I'm going to find this one and show it to you. I'll
when
you
get our next one, I come every day. I pass by here on my
lunch.
Yeah, maybe order more than one. It's a hot item.
You want to get that one?
No, I'm going to wait.
You're going to wait?
My children are grown. They're 45 years old.
Mm.
But I like the
Well, you ought to see this one. I have it here. I'll just go. Here's your lunch break now, huh? Wow. Just be right in here.
Send it to me.
Okay, call my number and then leave yours and I'll send it to you.
Okay, what's your number?
You gotta give you a card. It's 213-925-8771.
8771.
Right, I'm Brother Amin.
Okay, I just called you.
Okay. Smith, Betty Smith?
Yes.
Okay.
That's me. Something you dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah. Harriet Tubman, Bob Marley. So February, I'm giving you the heads up. In February, 2 weeks, you know how fast time flies.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا صلى هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله محمد رسول الله Brothers and sisters, we thank Allah for guiding us to another Jummah. We had some technical problems here with Verizon Wireless, and I looked on the internet this, and I saw that it was other people, you know, because I saw that it was the other people involved who have the same problem. So that way we don't have to start getting paranoid and psycho and all that stuff. You know, I heard Imam Muhammad say one time, we're emotional people. So, and everybody's born with emotions. We get that from Allah through our mother, you know. And she's more emotional. She's more emotional than the father. And the father is seen as more firm and rigid and more knowledgeable. You know, he has to think. Where the woman, the reason that the man protects her is because she doesn't have to do as much thinking when the environment, when she's faced with the environment, social environment, the cultural environment, you know, the outside. She mostly is the homebody, and we thank Allah for her. Brothers and sisters, we're going to go ahead and start the Juma. We have a lot to talk about today, and we thank Allah for whoever can join us, and we hope that there are people who are still trying to join us. We're going to check, do a real quick check of the to see if anybody had tried to call in. We thank Allah for his guidance and his mercy. We thank Allah for giving us this opportunity to have the Juma today. So please be patient with us and don't hang up if you can. And everybody try to have keep a grip on what we're doing today. This is Juma prayer. This is service to Allah. This is part of having faith in Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. So let us open up with Khutbah al-Hajjah. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, open up all of his talks with this declaration during the Juma. And it says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. It says, إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله إن الله سبحان الله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. Praises be to Allah. And the translation of it says, verily praise be to Allah. We seek his help and his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and from our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray. And whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no one and nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the one and only. He has no partners. We bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, is Allah's servant and messenger. But brothers and sisters, again, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum, and forgive me for all the mess ups here. It sounds like I'm emotional when actually I don't feel emotional. I'm in the grip of trying to do two or three things when something very surprising just happened where it seemed like the our radio program was down, and I was at the same time trying to call out to different believers because the not just because the radio program was down, but actually we Verizon wireless telecom company was down itself. And so especially at the time of the Juma, you know, with all the stuff going on with the Muslims and in the world, wars and different things like that, we're going like, wow, has the devil attacked us, stabbed us in the back again? You know, so I said, no, where we are is not that big. But when you go to the electronics and technology and all of that and the computers, then if they really wanted to attack us, they know that Muslims are meeting at, you know, noontime for Zuhr time for the Juma prayer every Friday. And so it's not a theory. It's a possibility that the evils get so thick and the intentions of the evil ones get so bad and so intense that they want to attack us, definitely they will cut off our communication. So it's not a far-fetched type of thing. So, but we, our believers, we're being patient. And we always are in the service of Allah, no matter what happens. I want to say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, which means to Allah we belong, and unto Allah is our return. And we're saying that for the brothers and sisters around the world who are losing their lives and who are being thrown into all of these uncertain things that are going on in their life. People are being killed. People are being injured. And I mean by the thousands, the tens of thousands, the hundreds of thousands. And governments and military that we normally have some idea that they're going to have some propriety or have some decency, all of them are doing crazy stuff right now. And the children of the devil are very afraid right now that Allah is getting ready to destroy them by many, many means. But I want to caution the believers to be very patient and keep doing what we do, which is faith in Allah, have the service to Allah, have faith in Allah, to follow the way that Allah revealed this religion to be followed, to his messenger Muhammad, and by his messenger Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, and for us to keep faith in our religion, al-Islam, and for us to keep up our prayers, and for us to keep giving in charity, and for us to keep fasting during the month of Ramadan and at other times, and for us to make a pilgrimage to Mecca once in a lifetime if the journey is affordable, but keep the spirit of the Hajj, which is striving and struggling in the cause of Allah no matter what. And I want to say that they asked the believers one time, what led you, they asked the unbelievers, what led you into hellfire? And they said, the first thing they said was, we were not of those who prayed, nor did we feed the poor, nor did we, but we used to talk vain talkers with vain, we used to talk vain talk with vain talkers. In other words, we used to just take everything to be an idle sport, a play, to be shucking and jiving and clowning and not being serious when the valuable life that Allah has given us is threatened. And but the first part of that verse, that I went off from the verse, I apologize, but it says, what led you in the hellfire? And they said, we were not of those who prayed, nor were we of those who fed the indigent, but we used to talk vain talk with vain talkers. But brothers and sisters, I want you to know that I hope to never hear that a believer is in some kind of trouble that he is not anxious to get out of, or that he is in some kind of a violation or some kind of a sin or a crime that he's not anxious to get out of. And the only way we can get back on track is to submit ourselves once again and all the time, as much as we can, to Allah, to submit to Allah. And when you do that, when you follow what Allah has revealed, you're walking on the path we call Siratul Mustaqim, the straight path. And Siratul Mustaqim, what is that? That is a path that leads straight to Allah. That is the path that leads straight to Allah. We lost one of our believing servant workers in the cause of Allah in the New Jersey area. He was an imam. He does the same thing that I do, the same thing that you do, which is giving service to Allah. He kind of, in fact, we all have our look, you know, and he reminds me of a couple of imam brothers that I know. And he was martyred. He was murdered on the 3rd of January going into the masjid. The report is that, you've probably seen it in the news already, the report is that he was going, getting out of his car and going into in the parking lot to unlock the masjid and go in to lead the Salatul Fajr. And so it was early in the morning, somewhere between, Fajr time, around 6 or so. I don't know there's a little differential from the West Coast. So if our Fajr out here is 6:05, his Fajr might be 6:10. Or something like that. But anyway, Fajr time, it was still dark outside. And so somebody killed him. And, immediately we would say, okay, it's part of this wider thing of murdering Muslims. And, the Jews feel the same way. There's a wide thing of killing them, or, because there's often, pretty often, at least once a year usually, an attack on a synagogue. And incidentally, Muslims are not to be part of attacking synagogues. They're not to be part of churches. They're not to be part of attacking masjids or mosques. And we know this. Now, we know this about ourselves, but we don't know that a Muslim is condemned if he attacks a church or a church person or attacks a synagogue. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, said, protect it. The Quran says to protect the places of worship, the places that are dedicated to the worship of Allah. And, you know, we say, well, they call God something different. We call God God. They call God whatever, Yahweh. They call God, you know, whatever. But Muslims are not aggressors. We used to say that. We used to have a catechism almost where we say, that we are not the aggressors. We're never to be the aggressors, but if we are attacked, then we have to defend ourselves in so many words. And we said that under one of our wise leaders that we had, Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you know, he wasn't the first Muslim group in the United States, but he was the most powerful Muslim group in the United States. And I was telling someone earlier, another Muslim, that if our brother had been murdered, and I'm going to get back to the idea of concept of martyrdom in a minute. But if our brother had been murdered in the days of Honorable Elijah Muhammad, it would have, because of the way we were trained and because of our closeness and our love for the nation and the leadership and what we were doing, the love for Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the love for the idea or concept of us being Muslims, we would have found that culprit in 15 minutes, maybe 10, because we were people who were active in the streets. And this brother Hassan Muhammad, Imam Hassan Muhammad, he was a brother who was active in the streets, came from the neighborhood, and he was active in the halls of government. He would give the city council opening prayer, and he also was a hard worker. He protected his family. He was married and had two children, has two children that we know of that was reported in the news. And he was a TSA agent, which means he's a government worker. And that's the Transportation Safety Administration. So I'm assuming that the FBI and others are going to launch a big investigation about it, as well as the state people and others who knew him. You know, the big people in the city of Newark, New Jersey, and in the state of New Jersey knew him. And this masjid was one of the oldest, if not the oldest, masjid under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the country. And I believe it was the first, it was called at that time Temple 25, I believe. I believe that under the Imam W.D. Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with them, that was the first or one of the first masjids that was built from the ground up, that location. And I don't know all of that. I hope everything I'm saying is absolutely true, and you need to investigate yourself by studying what you can pick up in the news, and anyone you know on the East Coast that are friends of you and your family, you need to get involved and see whatever help and support you can lend to his family and the Muslim Ummah out there, the Muslim community out there. This was a Holy Quran Muslim. Had been a follower of Honorable Elijah Muhammad as a child, and from what I read in his younger years, I'll put it like that, I believe a teenager. And he also was a follower of Imam W.D. Muhammad. So he definitely was in the thick of what is going on in the Muslim community, Muslim American community. And so, brothers and sisters, let us get a grip on ourselves and learn once again, rededicate ourselves to having love and compassion for each other and lending whatever help we can and keeping our security consciousness going. Our minds as Muslims, we can't just la-di-da in America the way that it is or way at any point, because the Quran is 1,400 years old, and it tells us in the Quran to have security. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, was ordered by Allah to have security for himself and the community, and to fight those who fight you. So the idea of us looking out for ourselves and securing ourselves and putting safety on ourselves, health and safety on ourselves, it's older than Nation of Islam. It's older than what we experience in America. That's older than the idea or the reality. It's older than the history of our people, the African Americans, being slaves in America. And at one point, we could not put security on ourselves, but because we are Muslims and we have taken the Shahada, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, bear witness that there is nothing and no one worthy of worship except Allah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, and because I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, his servant and his messenger, because we have that made that commitment now and made that transition from the weak slave who was at the mercy of his slave master to being Muslims who are told we are accountable to Allah for ourselves, then we have to get busy. So we have to wake up and not go through the community or the society thinking that everybody's our friend, even people who say they are Muslim, because this person who murdered or martyred, our brother's a martyr. When you die in the cause of Allah, men headed to Salat, headed to prayer. When you die in the cause of Allah, there are many rewards coming to you. Whoever knew that, whoever murdered him knew that he was there at the masjid and or just came upon him from the neighborhood, a bad neighborhood in Newark, New Jersey. The city of Newark, bad city, lots of crime. Just may have just stumbled upon him and decided he was going to rob him or kill him or whatever. Or may have been some chump from the brother's past that where he was out doing da'wah, and he might be jealous of him because of how he looked, how he's built, how handsome a Muslim looks. What a nice car he had, or hating on him because of who he's married to, or the beautiful children that he have, or hating on him because of his development and success as a Muslim and as a person who's got a nice job and gets up to go in the morning and to take care of his family, make his salat at the masjid, open up the masjid, to give the jumas and to give the talks and to be there to take care of his family and provide for his family and to oversee the Muslim Ummah with the help of Allah and to be a soldier or committed to the Muslim life and culture. Somebody, it could have been anything. So don't put too much into it. But if you do start putting things into it, make sure that you cover all the bases and don't just run down one conspiracy theory mentality road thinking that it's something that it might not be. So let us stay awake. Let us stay committed and just realize that just as a servant of Allah, you are a target. Just out giving da'wah, you are a target. Allah says in the Holy Quran that sometime when you look at them or say something to them to give them da'wah or whatever, said you'll notice a scowl on their face, or you'll notice they'll roll their eyes at you, or they'll just hate you because of what you said to them. You might have struck a nerve in them of some kind of crime or sin or craziness that they have been committed to, and they just couldn't handle somebody saying something to them about something that the person who said it might not have even known it. Allah might have been using that person as an angel to remind that person, don't get relaxed because the wrath of Allah is after you. So, brothers and sisters, we don't know. Who is the best knower? Allah is the best knower. Allahu ya'lamu ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. Allah is the one who knows everything in the heavens and the earth. Wa ma la ya'lamun. But you, ta'lamun. Wa ma la ta'lamun. But you don't know. We don't know. Yeah. So, getting back to being a martyr, all praise due to Allah. The martyr is reported by Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, to be so clean and pure because of his sacrifice in the cause of Allah that he doesn't even have to be washed for burial. He actually can be buried in the clothes that he died in.
Amen.
Amen. And there's a hadith that says that the martyr, when he dies, he's going to get all kind of benefits that he doesn't even have to, like, you know, they got these games that don't even pass, you don't even have to pass, what is it, you don't have to pass go or something like that. But the martyr gets to go straight into paradise. His sins are forgiven. And he gets to go straight into paradise. The martyr, it is said that he gets to have so many, many dozens of wives. You know, somebody might say, well, dozens of wives, you know, they make fun of Muslims because of some of these things that is known about us. That's not just a saying. That's a reality that Allah is going to give us. Allah says you don't know how many blessings he's going to give to you. So they make fun of us. But, you know, they made fun of other believers. They made fun of Prophet, you know, Prophet Sulaiman, peace be upon him. He had 1,000 wives. So that his, he had 1,000 women, I'll put it like that, that he had 700 wives of royal birth, and that he had 300 concubines. I believe that I'm reporting that properly. But the thing is that whatever Allah wills to give you, that's what he gives you. What in the world is wrong when Allah gives us more than one wife? It's really a female spirit. That's all. Stop looking at it like the world tells us to look at everything through lust. Lust is not even something that we're supposed to come together in. And we ask Allah's forgiveness if we make that error, but we the first concern about marrying someone or being with someone, about marrying them, is whether or not they love Allah.
Amen.
Then you can marry them for their beauty. You can marry them for their pedigree, who they're related to. And you can marry them for their wealth. So the consideration of who is for who, leave that to Allah. All praises to Allah. So brothers and sisters, getting back to the fact that the brother was a martyr, that's what he was. And I've heard already that some brothers are saying, well, he was assassinated. Yes, he was assassinated. But he also could have been just a dumb street brute out here in all what we find in all of these cities and towns and villages, criminals, sinners who are just out to get something, somebody on drugs who's desperately needing the resupply of those drugs, because drugs are not a joke, you know. That chemical requires the person's body in his brain, that's the main organ of his body. It requires that brain to desperately seek out money so it can get some more, to desperately seek out whatever it can sell to get some more drugs, because that's the nature of drugs. It's a chemical. It's a horrible thing what the devil has come up with. But that shows how desperate the devil and his children are to control the people that Allah's word is raising up. The word is extremely powerful, brothers and sisters. So what they have to do now is to incapacitate the brain. Stand words. It can't benefit from words. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, and his son, Imam Zabdi Muhammad, they showed us the power of words. Look how the language brought people back from the simple drugs. Brought people back from heroin, brought people back from marijuana. We don't want to call heroin a simple drug, but they had the power to structure people, but they also had the muscle and the watchfulness to contain people. We don't have that containment like that anymore, brothers and sisters, and that's why I'm telling you. We don't have the soldiers. We don't have the brothers that will bring you before the body of the other brothers and condemn you, or bring you before the temple body and condemn you. We don't have the people that have beat you up for doing bad things. Honorable Elijah Muhammad give you that sea time and put you out of the community, and nobody would be would buy. That's a heck of a, nobody would even talk to you. That's a heck of a punishment and a heck of a containment feature. That's a tool. But if the person would get back in, then he was accepted again. Imam Muhammad, you know, it kind of went down from the number of people you had to watch you and babysit you, the number you had to people you had to babysit you, to how now we, brothers and sisters, who are told in Allah, kuntum khayra ummatin ukrijat lil nas, you are the best people that who is brought up or developed, you are the best community evolved for the benefit of not just yourself alone, but all mankind. That requires you and I to now get a stronger grip on ourselves and not look for babysitters, but to be able to faithfully give ourselves to Allah and ask Allah to help us contain ourselves, control ourselves, and direct ourselves in the right way. And Allah says, O you who believe, save yourselves and your people, your family, from a fuel who's from a fire that's made up that burns men and stone. It can burn a man, a human, and it can burn a hard-hearted, hard-headed person too. And it will, because Allah says that. But we thank Allah. We thank Allah that this brother was a martyr. Ask Allah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We ask Allah to have mercy upon him, forgive him his sins, and admit him into paradise. As Muslims enjoying Jummah today, we hadn't expected to talk a lot about what had happened, but we definitely wanted to make the point that we don't want Muslims becoming over-emotional and becoming distraught, over-mournful. We have to ask who's ever on the line to muffle their phone or hold on a minute until we, because we're in Jummah. Otherwise, we won't be able to have the line open. I apologize. But we are on the radio, and we have other believers who are on various phones and various lines. And so what I'm going to do is, let's see if I can put it on. Let me see if I can put it on silent. Okay, they may help. So the different voices that I'm hearing can be allowed. Okay, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And I hope I didn't sound harsh, brothers and sisters. I'm being very mindful of the fact that we're all Muslims and we're grown people. And I'm being very mindful of the fact that I want to tell you that you're going to have this much more concern for each other. We used to have the sick committee. We used to have the wellness committee. We used to have the dawah, different committees. We used to have committees and people. We had each other. That's a committee made up of nothing but other Muslims. We used to have the concern where we would pick up the phone and see how you doing, if you're alive. You know, people will send out messages or emails, texts and all, for you to come and be with them, maybe to the masjid, maybe to this, maybe to that. But they don't even know if you're alive anymore. Did your foot rot off? Are you still, can you see? Can you hear? Do you need somebody to come by and drop you off some food or clothes or whatever? We don't have the outgoing committees that we used to have, and we need that. We have committees that are concerned about money. We have leaders that are concerned about leading you, guiding you, using you, whatever. But that's not what an imam position is about. That's not what a Muslim community is about. Well, the churches have got various committees where they see about each other. They show their love for each other. I'm sure the Jews have all of these different, they might have banking committees since they're known to be able to be people who can handle money. But what do we represent as Muslims? We're not to be victims who are just waiting to drop off the tree or like a piece of fruit that is ripe and leaves or leaves that have died. We're not to be people who are just waiting for something to happen and drifting and floating along like a leaf in a stream or something. We're to be active people. That's what a believer is. So we should be out in the community, talking to people. Who thinks like we think? Nobody has our knowledge. Nobody has our wisdom. Nobody has our commitment or the call for us to be committed to the cause of Allah, to the mission that Allah has ordered us to do. You can't outwork Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can't outwork what is known about Jesus, who was out in the community. So for us to be feeding money to our centers and making sure that our imams are taken care of or things like that, that's 180 from how Allah really wants us to do. Yes, he wants the righteous people to take care of the masjid, but and to help the imams whenever they need it. But he wants to make sure that we have leaders, imams, sheikhs, teachers, whoever they are, that are also outreaching to make sure that we are helping other Muslims and helping the community at large. The poorest people on the planet, psychologically, morally, mentally, can benefit a lot from what we know and have stored up as Muslims in America these 50 years, going on 50 years, brothers and sisters. It's not even 50 whole years that we've been Muslims in America. But we're trying to help a people who have been victims in America, if we talk about our own kind. We're trying to help people who have been victims in America for 500 years, at least 400. Millions and millions of people who are brought here who have been in the crosshairs of the devil for hundreds of years. Now Allah has given us a book that's full of truth that we hurl against falsehood, and we can knock out falsehood's brain. We can knock out falsehood's evils. Excuse me. We can knock out and expose. That's what I'm talking about. We can expose falsehood's evils and inequities. They haven't been given us justice. We're the ones who got the book and who have the access to the life that talks about justice all over the place. Our knowledge, our truth, our willingness to be safe, we should share that with everybody. Allah says, Kuntum Khayran, you are the best people, best community raised up for the benefit of all mankind. And the poorest, the weakest, the people who are most at risk in America look like me and you, if you're African American. They're our relatives. They're our friends. They're our ancestors. They have been people who have been suffering the same burden that we know is here, and we know the devils who are doing this to us. We know the kind of devils that are doing this to us. We know what kind of stuff they do to us. We know how they do this to us. And it's the mission of the imams who have any kind of technical knowledge, any kind of knowledge of the tricks. And we learned a lot of the tricks from Honorable Muhammad, how they were doing us. We learned a lot about the tricks through Malcolm Shabazz, Malcolm X, of how they were doing us. We learned a lot about the tricks, and the financial tricks and the social tricks that they were doing to us through Dr. King. And we surely learned a lot from Minister Farrakhan through the teachings he received from Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We surely learned a lot about what was going on in America through Imam Debedin Muhammad, who used the Holy Quran. He used the Holy Quran so much, he started using a terminology called divine mind, divine knowledge, divine truth, divine brain. We surely learned a lot about how to take this divine mind of the Holy Quran. That's the knowledge that Allah has in there. And if you apply it to yourself, if you let it sink into your head, if you give yourself to what Allah has said in the Holy Quran, you will begin to think like, I hope I'm saying the right thing, you will begin to think like Allah. And somebody said, oh, what'd you say? Oh, don't say that. Yes, Allah says, to him belong the most beautiful names. Call on him by them. We call on Allah's name, and it says that if you can, to demonstrate, to behave like the name. So if we know that Allah is al-mu'min, the guardian of safety and the protector of your safety and your surety, and to bring surety to you, then what's wrong with me having the name Abdul Mukmin? I'm watching what Allah is saying about security, safety, and all those things. So that means I can actually, if I learn what those words mean, I can actually, in my brain, begin to behave like Allah says behave. Allah says when you throw something, a rock or sand or whatever, in the face of the enemy, he said, it's not you doing that. He said, he's doing that. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that Allah says that when you walk, he becomes, when you submit totally to him, he becomes the hand that you strike with. He becomes the feet that you walk with. So Allah, when you look as a believer, you're seeing with divine vision because your mind is being shaped by the words of Allah in the Holy Quran. Your mind is being shaped by a spirit from Allah. Isn't that what gave life to our prophet, Father Adam, peace be upon him? Adam was made of mud, but Adam didn't become the prophet or messenger of Allah. He didn't become the leader of all mankind's thinking. He didn't become the higher mind until Allah gave him the higher mind. All praises to Allah. So, brothers and sisters, I keep telling you how valuable you are. You better think that way yourself, and you better start treating. You wouldn't throw, if I threw a $100 bill out in that street, how long would it take you to think about getting out there and getting it? You'd probably look both ways and run right on out there. Some people might not look, just run out there and get run over. But you need to know that we're worth more than just dollars. We're worth more than gold. We're worth more than silver. We're worth more than diamonds. If you look in the Bible, you'll see how the people of the past, thousands of years ago, knew about the value of gold and silver. And many of the prophets talk about the value of the believer's life and the knowledge and the wisdom that Allah gives us as being gold, purer than gold, more valuable than gold, more pure than silver, more valuable than silver. Let us wake up and value each other. Let us wake up and let our hearts reach out to other believers and give them a call sometime. You sisters that can cook, you brothers that can cook, what's wrong with fixing a plate for the brothers and sisters in the community? What's wrong with giving a brother or sister a ride when you know they can't make it nowhere? What's wrong with giving a brother or sister sometime money? And people will take money from you, but you never hear from them. That unfortunately happens at the masjid. The masjid takes in money. Our sinners take in money. But when do they offer free food and they bring it to you? They want you to ride to the masjid. What's wrong with somebody at the masjid being told, take these dinners to Mr. So-and-so and Mr. So-and-so and Sister So-and-so and Brother So-and-so? I knew a couple of brothers that would do that. Yeah, Abdurrahman, good brother. I knew a couple of brothers that would do that. He's a good brother. And we pray to Allah that more brothers and sisters who have the culinary skills, they can cook, they can have something available. What's wrong with us having a committee that gathers some money just to make dinners for the brothers and sisters? Maybe charge a little bit to offset maybe a $3 dinner or a $5 dinner. You don't hear nothing like that no more. And the best kind of cooking, we got people who haven't died off yet, we got brothers and sisters who are the children of brothers and sisters who haven't died off yet. They all know how to cook. Parents, grandparents, they all know how to cook. They know, some of them still know how to repair cars. We shouldn't be a people who are stuck. We shouldn't be a people who are stuck in going to a whole other race or another culture or another community to ask them to do stuff for us. We got people who can sew, who know how to do sewing machines, who use sewing machines. What's wrong with us having some workshops? I'll put money down for somebody to teach our children how to sew or how to make kufis. Why are we buying a $10 or $15 or $20 kufi when grandma can make you some kufis? She can perfect it. Or if you think you can do it better, why don't you watch her learn how to sew, and then you get better and better and better. And if you practice, then you will get better. You heard that old saying, perfect practice makes perfect. Sloppy practice don't make perfect, brothers and sisters. It's all about caring. It's all about being appreciative to what Allah has blessed you with. And who is Allah? He's most merciful. Allah is who? Most merciful. He's grateful for you. He's gracious to you. Who is he? Ar-Razzaq, the provider. Allah gives us everything we need. Allah will provide for you, brothers and sisters. Study books. Some people don't want to read anymore. Well, some people, they don't read anything other than the Quran. And they don't think, so you don't read anything else. You may not even know a variety of words that help you understand the Quran. Let us wake up. I'm gonna stop. Go into the second part of the talk, and in the second part is gonna be very brief. May Allah bless each and every one of us. Alhamdulillah. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala khair al-mursaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. So brothers and sisters, peace be unto you, assalamu alaikum. And again, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And that means to Allah we belong and to Allah is our return. Brothers and sisters, let us help each other. Let us help the cause of Allah by helping each other. Let us have more concern in our hearts. You know, the African Americans, I watch them. I watch the people in the neighborhood. And besides being many of them being strung out and having being robbed of their life, robbed of their value, robbed of their health and safety, robbed of their residency and residence, robbed of their little apartments they had and all by criminals who invaded our country. And evaded us with drugs. That's even more important than being here. I don't care about people being here, but their intent. Why are you here? Are you here to destroy us? Are you here just to attack us? Are you here? Is your greed so strong that you don't give a dang on what happens to my kids at the concern for your own kids? Your own kids, you're cursing your own people if you're so greedy, so selfish, and so evil that you're robbing the people that you find here when you got here. Brothers and sisters, you better take care of yourself and watch out for yourself because these people are criminally insane materialists. They're criminally insane materialists. And the laws have been so, and the weakness, the security has become so weak that we have people that were born here and have been born here who are just manipulating the system and manipulating the border and manipulating the society, the members of the society, the people born, other people that are born here. They're manipulating everything so that the weak are getting weaker. And the people who are crying out the most for justice and help are being laughed at and trampled on and cannibalized. I can't say it any different. They're using you for food. They're eating you. They're like a vampire sucking out all your value. So Allah's given us the Quran so that we can look out for ourselves and we can warn others. The voice of our truth is so strong. Allah says the voice of our truth has all of the answers answered, all of the questions are answered in the voice of our truth, which is the Holy Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, and what he said using the Quran. He is said to be the Quran in the flesh or the Quran walking. So we have to use this knowledge, this truth, to wake the people up. Open your mouth, open your example, show your example, and let them see what a real man or a real woman is and can do. Let them see our value. Let them see that we are not afraid to sacrifice. Haven't you heard that if you give in charity, more than what you gave will be given back to you? If you give in charity, Allah says every good deed is be rewarded more than what you did, much more than what you did. And if you did a bad deed, you would only be punished to the extent of the bad deed, or Allah will overlook it. If you do a bad deed, rush to replace it with a good deed. Allah loves us, brothers and sisters. I hope that everything that we're doing, I hope that Allah will help us save ourselves, that Allah will give us everything we need to be successful. Brothers and sisters, use the life that Allah has blessed us with, and you'll be successful. Allah will love you. Allah will always love you. We ask Allah to strengthen us, give us our sins. Allah says if you come to him by the length of a hand, he will come to you by the length of, he will rush to you by the length of an arm. If you come to him by the length of an arm, he will come to you by the length of 6 feet, a fathom. He said if you do a bad deed, he said wipe it out by doing a good deed. If you do a good deed, he will give you the benefit 10, he will replace it or put it, give you the reward of 10 good deeds or more. If you do a bad deed, he will charge you only to the extent of that bad deed or wipe it out. If you walk to Allah, he says he will, he's willing, Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, is willing to run to you. He said that if you do all the sins as big as the earth, enough sins as big as the earth, but you keep faithful to Allah, keep obeying Allah, willing to obey Allah, but you are sincerely sorry for what you did, Allah says he's got forgiveness bigger than that, bigger than the earth. So, brothers and sisters, keep calling on Allah. I would like to go on, but I don't want to go on and on and on. We thank Allah for all of the sacrifices that all of us are making. We ask our masters to take some of that money and bring it back out in the street. We're asking the brothers to get out in the street and meet the people who are around the masjid. Meet the people that are around in your neighborhood. Don't let strangers keep walking by you. You don't even look at them like you're scared or something. Let us pay attention to what people are saying, what people are thinking. When you befriend somebody in the neighborhood, find out who they tend to. Find out what they think about. Find out what they're doing. And you'd be surprised that a lot of the skills that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's people had, somebody will do something, and once they trust you, somebody will do something, and somebody that trusts you and like you as a Muslim will tell you what's behind that, what they do. That person steals. You might say, oh, please don't talk about people. But what? Because you need to know what's going on in your neighborhood. Don't sit there and talk back and forth, and don't say things of which you don't know. Blaming people who haven't done anything wrong, blaming an innocent person, that's a big sin in Al-Islam. Brothers and sisters, we're going to stop. But we want to be wise. We want to be, who are we called? You know, the FBI is an agent, a secret agent. The Treasury Department has agents. The CIA has agents. Who are we agents of? We are the agents of Allah. We should be a thousand times. So one learned man is harder on the devil than 1,000 unlearned worshipers, right? We should be 1,000 times smarter than the agents. I know they have lots of money, technology, skills, skill, training, history behind them to know more than what we know. But you'd be surprised at how fast Allah will catch us up and surpass them, because Allah has angels. Allah will take you to the time and the spot. Allah will take you to the situation and let you peer into it many times, be able to solve it, because Allah took you to where you could do the most good. And the beings he used to do that are called angels. Brothers and sisters, don't doubt Allah. Allah says, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when you surrender to Allah as much as you can, totally surrender to Allah, he said you'll see angels in the street like you see people. We're going to close. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما Rabbana akfil lana dhanubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawmil kafirin. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we thank Allah for you, and we hope that we said something today that will make you think and stay involved. And we hope that we said something today that is important for you as a believer, and that you use it and utilize it with your family and sit down and start passing skills, thinking skills, trade skills, you know, sewing, cooking, cleaning up, being clean. You heard the old saying, cleanliness is next to godliness. Well, you should be clean. You should be honest. You should be sincere. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, said, religion is sincerity. He said, religion is sincerity. He said, get married. Some of us are older people, but still, get married. Because marriage is half of your religion. You should feel like you want somebody close to you, somebody to know you, somebody to support you and look out for you, somebody to be there with you when you're dying or really sick, keep somewhere and help you when you really need it. They say a friend in need is a friend for real. Let us wake up and use the light that we have. Otherwise, you're not alive. You're not alive. Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless each and every one of us. Will Allah have mercy upon us and forgive us our sins. Admit all of our people into paradise that are ill, that are passed on. Forgive them their sins. Admit them into paradise. And have mercy upon them, O Allah. And forgive us all. Strengthen us, O Allah. Let us be real believers. And you have said that on your friends, the believers, we have no need to fear, nor shall we grieve. Amen. Akim as-salat.
Allahu Akbar.
And style, make your line straight. This is Salatul Juma. We're praying only to Allah. Surah Qaz, we're praying only to Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف ودن أعونا على المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولا أعلمنا أهل الكتاب إلا كان خير لهم إنهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون الله أكبر
سمي الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
Allahu Akbar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا على ربهم يتوكلون. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله
أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. الله أكبر. تكبير. الله أكبر. تكبير. الله أكبر. Brothers
and sisters, we appreciate you joining us and for being a part of our Jumma today. And we hope that we said something that will help you and anyone in the future that can hear what we're talking about. Let us use our language, our knowledge that's full of the best language on the planet, full of the best guidance on the planet. So may Allah bless each and every one of you. And inshallah, we'll speak to you at the next Jumma, if not before. And let us look out for the welfare of each other. We'll speak to you soon, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. الحمد لله رب العالمين